about is not outside. It's in here. It's in your heart. Attraction towards beauty is in human heart. You have to clean up your heart and promote it. Let it grow. That's what we want to talk about. Therefore, we are talking beyond the logic. Logic is for usefulness only. We are beyond that. So our stories are full of magics because there's no other way to explain it. Let me tell you my story. Story of these two, the mother of this prophet, the mother of the other one, and their respect for each other. In short, this is a silly story, and it's impossible. But it's only in a story. We want to talk about something else, we don't know how. Who brings this story? Let me ask you a question. How come that you don't give up that silly logic, which you have seen so many times mistaken and blah blah? There is this comparison which is, remind me of my youth. In youth we were used to do this, playing with the words and teasing the people in the party. One of them was a discourse about these philosophers and mystic people. I still remember it and I repeat it in my class. Maybe I'm repeating it for you. I said, there is a difference between a philosopher and this sheikh we're talking about. Look at it and the difference is quite clear and simple. Philosopher is a fellow who claims something, then he comes out and he proves it. This is philosophy. Here, there is this guy who will come and will talk about something which doesn't look real, and he claims about something magical and he can never prove it. Which one should you follow? Take your pick. You. Which one should you follow? You. Which one should you follow? This fellow who proves what he claims, and this fellow who claims something that is not really understandable, he says it's not explainable, and he cannot prove it. Which one should you follow?
Are you really asking me?
Oh, let me ask you. Have you decided which one should you follow? Now let me explain my explanation. I haven't finished yet. Because let's look at them again. Huh? Okay, who is a philosopher? A fellow who will claim an idea, brings it in, proves it, right? Then what? Then who is the next one? The next one comes and proves this fellow wrong, right? And brings another one, right? And the next one comes and proves this fellow wrong and brings a new philosophy, right? And so on and so on. Let's forget about this new one that is now. The rest of them, they're all proven wrong, right? But look at this fellow. They don't even change their claim. They don't even change the word they're using. And they don't explain it because it's not explainable. And you feel it with your common sense. Everybody knows it. Like, I haven't seen yet. If you saw someone, please make some arrangement that I should meet that fellow who comes out of the theater and say, you know what? I doubt it. Romeo was not in love. I believe it was for the family relation. Or some hidden agenda, I don't know. They don't say, they come out. Because nobody needs to prove the love. and it's not provable. He said, this is what our problem is. Then, let me add to it, we have to talk to the capacity of the listeners. There is this stuff we know and we cannot explain, it's not explainable. Then in addition to that, these fellows who want to learn it, they know nothing about it, and we have to explain it to their level of understanding. And guess what? There is this silly rule that the non-truth tastes good to the non-truthful people. As simple as that. So there are some people who are ready to accept the wrong ideas. Now imagine the situation we're in. Let me give you a good example. There was this fellow of us, once to a very good king said, you know what, there is this tree in India, if you have the fruit, you will never die, blah, blah, blah. The guy sent someone for years looking for the tree. At the end, he was lucky, the guy went to one of us and said, oh, you silly you. He meant that stuff which is good. And you, if you have the fruit, you will never die. Okay, there are times that we want to talk about that stuff and want to talk about that stuff that grows up. So we'll call it a tree. Sometimes we want to talk about the quality of that stuff which will be all over. So we call it rain. Sometimes we call it cloud. This is knowledge. How should we say? But it's not science. It's knowledge. So we have to call it tree in our story. I told you why we should say the story and the magic. Over there, okay, there are trees, there are these, there are that. And, in addition to that, how many languages should we speak in? Look around you, all the confusion comes from the languages. Oh, there is this non-language. The language of feeling, emotion, it is transferred. It is transferred in a magical way and not in a clever way. And I can prove that to you. Let's say, for example, just, let's say this fellow is very clever. This fellow goes in a room. Does he understand the feeling of the people towards him? Get rid of him. Take a 3-year-old baby. Send the child in the room. Child will be frightened, a lot of grown-ups. Be sure that in less than a few moments, really, less than 5 minutes, that child is sitting on the lap of the kindest fellow in that room. They never mistake. Scientific experience, because they get the feeling, because their antenna is working, because this one is not, hasn't taken over yet. This fellow has taken over. Believing in me. When believing in me is not there, you could believe in we. Then you have the antenna even to find it. You say, we know the people that they are multilingual fellows. So what? Do you remember that paragraph? He talked about those fellows fighting for grape. And he said, oh, you're fighting. We know someone who knows the language. Therefore, he said, when these kind of people are talking, do not talk. Listen. because that's the point that you should be receiver. Just get the idea, like in the prayer. Because no matter what, they know what they are talking about and how they are saying it without you interfering. Therefore, you get a better chance over them. Let me give you that magical stuff now. Magical stuff is the presence. These fellows we're talking about, this sheikh, they don't need to talk to you or teach you. Not necessarily, because do you remember right at the beginning we said this is not about knowledge? And we are not improving your knowledge. We are trying to improve your wisdom. It's another stuff. It's we stuff, not me stuff. Right? And for that, their presence will do the magic. There were these two groups fighting each other. Just by one clean man being there, they changed. Because we were all attracted to goodness. The source of attraction is in all of us. His house is in each of us. Just activate it. This was the last thing we talked about, and there are 2 points left. First one is, fellows, I told you whatever I knew. Then it's up to you. You should decide if you join me in this trip or goodbye. Either you join me or this is it. You heard all I had to say. Goodbye. And a point after that. Is there a point to make after that? When somebody will say, listen, somebody had talked for at least 2 years, okay? Talking about this, talking about this, at the end, he made all these points, right? The last point you will see will be the story of Shams, and it will be exactly this story that, yes, once upon a time, my father told me that, what's wrong with you? You don't study well, you don't do this well, you don't do that. I told him, listen, this is like putting the egg of a dog under a hen. What will happen? Okay, the chicks will come out, will grow up, and there is a day that duckling will go in the water. Now, daddy, this is me and the water. If you're from my blood, come in. If not, get out of my way. Why bother? This is the story. So he will tell you that, okay, this is it. Doesn't matter how we grow up. I'm the duckling. Are you? Because this is the water I told you about. This is the stuff that from the beginning will annihilate me and will pay attention to me. It will put down the intelligence in me. But at the same time, we put the duty on my shoulder. First one is to get rid of that serpent and blah, blah. Even get rid of the wishes you have to have it. The second one, you have to feed the donkey. Don't forget that. Then I told you about the form and the essence. I told you about what to do and even what not to do. And at the end, I explained it that the only way we know is getting closer to the people who are the best. This is the only way we know for improvement. In any society, anywhere you are, there are the best one, get closer to them because you will be influenced. And do not trust this one, even when it is pretending that it's doing good, because this one is self. This one represents ego. Here, you need selflessness.